extraterrestrial attacks. When we think about UFOs or just hear about them, most of us picture an alien device flying through our skies, which sometimes is seen by witnesses, both military and or civilian at times. What we usually don't think about is an alien machine which has caused either death or injury to a human. Even though we don't think about that, it has happened many times. We don't know how many because it has been covered up much of the time, because the world governments don't want us to realize there are aliens here who can do just about anything they want, and there isn't much we can do to prevent it. The comparison would be like cavemen trying to stop our military. As far as injuries go, there are plenty of people who were abducted and not only put through painful examinations, but were left with injuries to their skin such as scoop marks. When these injuries were viewed, medical personnel compared the wounds to someone taking a spoon and scooping out someone's skin. While this may not be life-threatening, it is certainly terrible and a violation of our bodies. I remember one case where a person went to a doctor and spilled the story of how he was abducted and left with a strange scar on his skin. When the doctor saw the scar, his blood ran cold. This was because he had the same mark which had appeared without warning some time ago. Many people who are abducted have no memory of the event, and it is only when they start to have dreams and such and finally get hypnotized, they get the memories back. Some say these are false memories, but when they have the marks to prove the memories were real, that is the proof. We know pilots have been killed by UFOs. We also know some have disappeared while chasing a UFO. The old story of Captain Thomas Mantle is very famous. He was in the Kentucky Air National Guard. He was sent up to chase a UFO in 1948. His plane was a P-51 Mustang, a reliable fighter which had seen action in World War II. His plane had crashed and he was killed. Some said he was only chasing a weather balloon, but that doesn't seem to account for the crash. There are stories about UFOs having the ability to shut down airplane motors. Why didn't he bail out? Could he have been rendered unconscious by the UFO? In 1956, Captain Edward J. Ruppelt, who was the first head of the government investigation into UFOs named Project Blue Book, stated this was definitely a UFO case. Sometimes, even though there is no direct proof UFOs or aliens were responsible for people's deaths, there is circumstantial evidence which seems to indicate this. Take the case in Brazil in 1966. A boy looking for his kite came across two bodies. The bodies both had lead masks next to them. The coroner ruled the two men both died from heart attacks. The odds on this happening to two men at the same time are so astronomical as to be almost impossible. Here is where it gets even stranger. The area where they were found was where orange glowing UFOs had been reported by witnesses on the same day as their deaths. As far as the reason for the lead masks go, this is still a mystery. A couple of UFO events which caused deaths were mentioned by me in the past, but they are important to note. One occurred during the Vietnam War. Two American boats called Swift boats were patrolling a river in Vietnam. A UFO appeared overhead and was heading for them. The boats were similar to PT boats. They opened fire on the UFO, and strangely, the UFO was able to catch the shells. It then somehow fired the shells back at the boats, sinking the first one. Later, it fired back an American missile at an Australian boat, causing death and damage. When this was talked about, the story changed, and it was said a US aircraft attacked the ship by mistake. The ship was a guided missile destroyer, and as far as I know, the North Vietnamese didn't have any, so how could a mistake like this really happen? One of the most famous cases for utter disregard for human life took place in the desert in the United States. Two soldiers were investigating a reported UFO landing. One of the soldiers got out of the jeep and walked over a dune. The other then heard terrible screams coming from there. He ran over the dune just in time to see metal tentacles dragging his partner into a UFO. It flew away low and slow, so he was able to chase it on the ground with the jeep. As he watched, the abducted soldier's body was thrown out of the craft. It had been ripped in half. I don't think there could be any act which showed utter disregard for human life more than this one. In India, something strange went on. People living in villages in the Indian state of Uttar Pradesh claim they are being attacked. The attacks are coming from flying spheres which are putting out blue lights. When the lights hit people, it is said they are killed or injured. One person who was injured said he was attacked during the night. When hit by the light, his stomach was ripped open. The poor man died 2 days later. Doctors claim the stories are mass hysteria, but they can't explain the wounds or what the people claim to have seen. The attacks were first reported in 2002. When UFOs attack, it is hard to get anyone to believe it. It is even harder than saying you had a UFO sighting. A Brazilian farmer named Luis Barroso Fernandez was checking his cattle in the field in 1976. As he was doing this, a UFO which seemed to be made of metal came down and hovered slightly over the ground. As he watched, he reported two beings came out and aimed their devices at him, and from that point on he couldn't move. Eventually the creatures went back into the craft and it flew away. Fernandez was never right after that. His skin on one side was burned but looked like it was healing, but his mind started to deteriorate, and over several weeks he just got worse and died. This became known as the Barroso case and is one of the more famous UFO cases. There is at least one alien race out there, probably one of many, which has no regard for human life and might even dislike us.